2 months ago, allegations arose accusing former Vice President Joe Biden of sexual assault. Tara Reid, who in 1993 worked in the office of then Senator Biden, said that he assaulted her. Biden has categorically denied the allegations, which now face examination from the public. Our own Dan Bush and Lisa Desjardins did extensive reporting, talking to 74 former Biden staffers to learn more about the vice president, the culture in his offices, and their thoughts on the allegations. The two join me now to share what they've learned. Hello to both of you, and I'm going to turn to you both, but Lisa, to you to begin. Take us through what you did and what you learned in all from talking to all these people.
Yeah, Judy, we reached out to, tried to reach out to some 200 former Biden staffers. Of that, we were able to have in-depth interviews with some 74 of them. Now, 62 of these former staffers were women. And to a person, Judy, those women told us they had never had any experience that was uncomfortable with the former vice president or had ever heard of any experience that was uncomfortable or worse. Many of them said they had spent time with him alone during work hours and that they had most of them didn't want to reflect on whether what Tara Reid is saying is true or not, but they did say that it did not reflect their experiences at all, especially in a workplace that Dan and I both heard from them. They felt empowered women.
That's right, Lisa. I would add to that also that a lot of the former staffers we spoke to said that while they never felt uncomfortable, they did confirm what we all know about Joe Biden, which is his history, his habit of reaching out, making physical contact with people he speaks to, touching them. We spoke to people who said at the time of this, it was known about Biden that he would rub your shoulders, squeeze your shoulders, give people hugs and kisses. And again, while the people we spoke to said that they themselves didn't feel uncomfortable, they did acknowledge that former Vice President Biden doesn't seem to have a strong social signal in terms of when that kind of contact is wanted or not. That came up last year on the campaign trail and now again here.